From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea. This comes in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. From the UN, VOA's Margaret Bashir has the story.
North Korea conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test to date on Sunday, quickly drawing international condemnation. At the UN, Nikki Haley had a stern warning for dictator Kim Jong-un.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory.
Haley said the U.S. would circulate a new sanctions resolution to council members and expected to quickly bring it to a vote next Monday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Also at the United Nations, the Security Council will be holding urgent meetings this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar. That violence has forced nearly 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. The meeting, which has been scheduled for Wednesday, was requested by Britain and Sweden after Zaid Raad al-Hussein, the UN's human rights chief, referred to the treatment of Rohingyas as, quote, a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has demanded that Myanmar provide help for the displaced Rohingyas during a Tuesday visit to a border town in Cox's Bazar district, home to one of many fast-filling refugee camps. This is VOA.